Sorry, I think it's Mark 16. Yeah, it's Mark 16. It's Mark 16. Yeah, where we started from. Yeah. So, verse 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And this sign shall follow those who believe. Huh? In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. All right? So, the believer has access to, the believer has a mouth so he can preach. Right? The believer also has access to healing and also deliverance. Right? Then there are two other things that the believer has access to. What are the two things? From what we read? Huh? What? What do you mean by immunity? Protection. Very good. Meaning, if they take, they will take up serpents. If they touch any deadly thing, it will not harm them. All right? So, protection. What's the other thing? Speak with new tongues. All right? Now, so, the believer has, you need this for, to evangelize, you need to do these three things. All right? And the believer has access to these three things. The believer also has access to two other things that help these things possible. Because, you know, a lot of your fear is that if you enter battle with a demon, the thing will destroy you. You know, that kind of thing, right? So, he's saying that the believer also has access to protection and also speaking in tongues. Are we together? Are we together? Okay. Cool. Now, let's go to Matthew 17 as I begin to round off. Now, why am I saying this thing? Eh? I'm saying this thing so that, first of all, so that you will know what you need to do to be effective for God, right? And so that you can have the boldness and the confidence to go and do it. You get? That's why I said you have to hear me with a very open heart. Because I'm laying out scripture so that you can see and so that you can also have faith. Do you get what I'm saying? Because, for instance, now, maybe I should stay there a bit. The ability or the requirements to operate in healing and deliverance is first and foremost belief. Are we together? Are we together? Why? Because you are not using your authority or you are not using your power. You are using God's authority. Do you understand what I'm saying? In another place of scripture, Jesus Christ, before he sent them out, he gave them authority. Right? So, you know what I mean by authority? Authority is like LASMA or police. Right? Now, a policeman that is harassing you, you might be able to beat him. You know now? Right? But you have to obey him. Why? Because he's carrying uniform. Right? So even though he's carrying, the man might be a useless man, but the man is carrying uniform. And because of that uniform, there are some things that he can do. And there are some places that they don't respect uniform. You understand? You know, there are some criminals that if they stop there, they will shoot you. Right? So, but that's another issue. But first and foremost, the fact that he's carrying uniform means that at least for Anthony, now Anthony will fear. You understand my point? Right? So, what I'm saying is that as you are now, there are demons you can cast out. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? As you are now, there are healings you can perform. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? It's very important because if you say you want to evangelize, you always have to desire that as part of your evangelism, you will cast out demons and you will heal the sick. I'm telling you now so that you will know that when you are going out for evangelism, even when you are evangelizing to your friend, the preaching is the word part of it. But the spiritual part of it is that if we need healing to be done, we'll do healing. If we need deliverance to be done, we'll do deliverance. Are you together with me? It's just that we can't do practical. Because practical is a bad thing. You know, I won't go and say, who has demon? Who has demon? You know. Right. So the nature of this thing is that the practical meets you. You'll just be living your life and you'll just see practical. You understand my point? Nobody prepares for practical, you know. But and let me just say this thing. If you don't do it, you will not see it. You get, right? Because it's faith, there's no assurance beforehand. Praise God. You know, during the summer academy, there's a class I'm going to take. And that class is, what's the name of that class? I named that class something. That class is called, as part of the School of Godliness, that class is how to deal with negative emotions. Now, that class, the objective of that class is to cast out demons, actually. But that's how I titled it, how to deal with negative emotions, because the objective is to cast out demons of depression. That's the objective of that class. Or part of the objective of that class. Are you with me? Now, I'm saying that because, and you see, a lot of you will be around. I bet all of you will be around. Almost all of you will be around for summer academy. So, you will see. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm aware of what I'm doing. I'm not under any illusions. I know that most human beings are carrying demons. You might see somebody with suit and tie. It doesn't mean that most human beings are carrying demons. All right? Now, in future classes, I'll then be talking about the levels of demonization that is happening. There's possession, there is oppression, various things. Right? And we also talk about healing, right? How to administer healing. Are we together? It's a very practical, you do the practical, you know, but at least from our perspective, it's a very practical thing. Praise God. So the point is that this is the expectation of Jesus Christ. And in the mind of Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ is saying, go out and preach, this is what he is saying. Yeah? It's exciting. How many of you want to cast out? Abi, no? You're exciting, Abi? Abi, it's not exciting. Okay. You're excited. Now, I've said we'll look at it. One of the first things we'll look at is we'll say a story, then we'll pick out two lessons from that story. Matthew 17. Matthew 17, verse 14. Now, what I said is that the primary, the baseline for all these things is belief. Abi? Meaning that if you are a believer, you have access to all these things. Now, in Matthew 17, let's read an interesting story. And when they had come, Matthew 17, verse 14. Who is leading prayers? Okay. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. You know, one of the things that when we start talking about healing, you see, there's a reason why healing and deliverance, they are almost the same thing. Eh? They go hand in hand, right? And that's why, let me just tell you now, don't be ashamed of that thing called deliverance. You know, there's a way it can grow where you just, this is low level, let's be teaching Bible, you know. It's not true, right? It is there, you get, right? Now, healing and deliverance, they typically come as twins. And the reason is simple. A lot of sicknesses are caused by demons. That's the reason. Are you with me? So, typically, if you are a deliverance guy, I'm not even talking about people that, because there's a ministry God calls people into that kind of thing. But if you're just a normal believer, usually when you cast out demons from people, you would notice something in their health gets better. That might not even be what the problem was. But you just notice that something will shift. Huh? I don't know if I've told you this story. I think I've said it just once here of one of my friends that when we were teenagers, she was very sick. They didn't know the cause of the sickness. Usually that's another sign of we'll talk about that. But, you know, various doctors, they didn't know. And, you know, so the girl, they took her to church. Her mother took her to church, and they prayed for her. She got healed. And then, for many years, she was like that. Till maybe like 2-3 years ago, she became very ill again. All right. Now, when I heard the story, I knew her history. I knew that the demons had come back. And the reason why the demons came back was that she subscribes to LGBT ideology. All right. So she doesn't know. She just thinks she's just doing LGBT ideology, right? But she can't link that thing and her illness. It's a very strange, you know, it's not a natural linkage, right? But once I just heard, I just knew my spirit. Okay. Ah, the demon has come back. Right? And now the plan is to cast out the demon. But you see, this casting out the demon is a different time from the first time because you need to renounce the ideology before the demon can go. Again, right? But anyway, we'll talk about those ones. But the point is just that there is always a link between health issues and demonic issues, even especially mental health. Almost all depression is. There's no depression that is not demonic. Real depression, I don't mean, no, there's fake depression. When you are sad, you say I'm depressed. Right? Now, don't keep saying you're depressed because if you keep using your mouth that way, the real spirit can come. But, I mean, real depression. If you meet any really depressed person, you will know. Because the way depression works is that you can be okay now. You will literally feel the heaviness come on you. You get, you'll be feeling it. Ah, okay, it's coming. Everything will come on you. And it's even in the scripture. It's called the spirit of heaviness. All right? So that's just the point. That's why they go hand in hand. Now, in verse... Are you guys hearing me? Okay. They're the ones I should be telling you, because... Yeah, the next generation. So, verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Right? Now, let's just pause there. So, the reason why Jesus said they could not cast it out was because of unbelief. Are we together? Meaning that it's very practical. The matter was more than there. You know, maybe at a level now, you say, get out of here. You know, but when you now see a real madman, you know, when you see something, you know, it's more than your level, right? So, Jesus said that, okay, look, you don't have this thing was an epilepsy, and it can be very scary, you know. Now, he then said something else. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, it's very simple. It's not contradicting itself. It just means that for you to have this level of belief, you need to pray and fast. Do you understand? So, in your context, that's why evangelism is not just the thing that you just go and do because your church is going out. Are we together? It's not like everybody's wearing t-shirts. He said, "Let me follow and wear t-shirt and share." That's not the spirit of it. Huh? You have to prepare. Are we together? You have to prepare by prayer and fasting. Are we together? Are you with me? Hey. Why? So that you can have confidence in yourself. Huh? Any confidence? So it's not you don't do things haphazardly. Praise God. And let me just say this. This is also the reason why, typically, if you live a life of sin, you will not be effective at this. Because if you're living in sin, you can't have internal confidence that God is backing you up. Do you understand? You can have external show. That's why you can shout. You know, Pentecostals, you always shout, right? But deep down on your inside, if you're not right with God,
you will know you're not right with God. You get right. So you have to live okay. You have to live okay. Right. And also you need to prepare. Are we together? And when you prepare, what that means is that you will have the confidence that no matter what you see, you will scatter it. Are we together? Praise God. All right, so that's, now there are two lessons I said we're going to learn, then we'll pray. The first lesson is that Jesus expects, from this story, is that Jesus expects us to be able to handle situations. Huh? When they brought the guy to Jesus, Jesus was not happy. Are you together? Huh? Because the expectation of Jesus is that his guys should be able to handle it. However, Jesus knows that everybody is growing. Eh? So, there's always matter that is beyond your level. Right? That's why the second lesson is that you should not approach evangelism with this spirit from the point of your ego. You get my point? It's not about you being a great man of God. Hmm? So, I know what I'm telling you. Many people have this issue, you know. So if you see something that is beyond your level, you have to always escalate it. Right? In life, it's just a general rule in life. Whenever you see something that is above your level, don't die there. Okay, bring it out and say, oh yeah, let us try and do this as a community. Praise God. You know, for instance, if everybody in this church now casts out a demon, there is 100% a shot that that demon will go. Why? Because if an entire church should agree. Now, if maybe I'm doing it, but, you know, it's not working, right? Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Okay. You want to stand up? Maybe we can go to him. It is not punishment. So what was I saying? Yeah. That's typically why you typically go out in pairs or in multiple groups. That's the mindset behind it. Are we together? That people should combine your faith. Right? But if you have an attitude of wanting to shine, might scatter things. Right? Because someone that wants to shine would want to not be a team player. So those are like the two major lessons. And next week we'll continue. Next week we'll look at how to administer healing. It's a very simple process that has a lot of trial and error involved. Right? But it's a very simple process, right? Then if there's time, we'll then start deliverance. That one is a major, because there are many technicalities involved. Praise God. How many of you feel like you can cast out demon? You feel like you can cast out demon, raise your hand. No, if you feel like you can cast out demon, raise your hand. Of course, it's by faith now. Well, what else is it by? Okay, if you have the confidence. Don't worry. We'll do practical. On that day during summer academy, we'll do practical. Some of you will cast out demon. Are you not happy? Some of you, So if you can be there on that day. It's just that, well, it's good now. You guys can fast now. But it's just that you do 3-day fasting before that day. Abina? Okay. So if you do 3-day fasting, you also, you do the practical as well. All right, let's pray. Can we? Wale, please help us.
Praise God. Can we rise to our feet?